Earlier this week, the Vermont House Healthcare Committee reviewed Act 252, which pertains to financing Green Mountain Care, what the state is calling its single-payer healthcare system. The Shumlin administration has not yet provided legislators with details of a financing plan. During its review of legislation, a proposal was put forth in the Healthcare Committee that would freeze any funding for the transition if the administration fails to deliver a financing plan by February 2015. Vermont Healthcare Reform Director Robin Lunge says they have been working diligently on the financing plan for Green Mountain Care.
What's most important to us is that we get the details right and not that we rush the process. Our intention is certainly to move forward with rolling out a financing plan next legislative session. We're comfortable with the dates that House Healthcare included in the bill, so we don't anticipate any problems there. In addition, should we need additional time or feel that we have some more work to do, the legislature will be in session and we can certainly have that discussion with them at that time.
Vermont Healthcare for All Chair Dr. Deb Richter believes the Health Committee is setting a reasonable deadline.
We really have to have all our ducks in a row by October 2015 so that we can then apply for a waiver in 2016 to get ready for 2017. The legislature only convenes from January to May, so it's a reasonable date.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group consumer protection advocate Falco Schilling says the committee proposal to set a hard deadline reflects a desire to address the complexities of the transition.
I think it's going to be really helpful for people to understand what assumptions we're working off of and look at the different options, because there's a lot of different ways you could make this universal healthcare system work, and legislatures need to look at the different options and understand the best way that they could possibly do it to replace those premiums that people are paying now with a different type of contribution.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom founder and president Darcy Johnston has been critical of Vermont's concept and implementation of a single-payer system.
There are many members of the House who are concerned that Vermonters are not being told how much single-payer healthcare is going to cost and who's going to pay for it. And so I think there is a legitimate attempt to get that information and hold the governor accountable. The governor doesn't want to put forth a plan that's going to require the largest tax increase in Vermont history to raise over $2 billion.
Act 48, the enabling legislation for Vermont's proposed single-payer system, required the administration to submit a detailed financing plan to the legislature in January 2013, which never happened. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.